First up, however, Grace Forbes.
RSN 927's Racing Pulse with Matthew Stewart.
And Grace, how are you, Grace?
Good morning, Matthew.
Yeah, you well?
Very well, and yourself?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Back to the grindstone. Yeah. Is it sort of post-carnival relaxation time for you or not quite there yet?
There's not a lot of time for relaxing in racing, which probably all the participants would know, given that we're racing almost every day of the year. We're always busy and there's always things to do, so working away.
And there's always situations like Without a Fight that will arise from time to time. So the favourite for the Zipping Classic is not running, ruled out by a veterinary decision. So what was the situation with Without a Fight yesterday?
Without going into the specifics and maybe just to provide a bit of background, so with these international horses, they undergo their pre-travel vet inspections, and so as part of that, all the horses have a scan before they come over to Melbourne, and all the horses that came here had passed those scans. Then the horses undergo pre-race scans once they arrive here, and so a horse like Without a Fight underwent a scan prior to the Melbourne Cup. He had a pre-race vet exam, which he obviously passed, and so he's a horse that we hadn't had any problems with. It's been a month since he had his last scan, and so he's had another pre-race scan, which is one of the requirements under the protocols. And then without going into the specifics, I can just say that there's some changes there, and the view of the expert panel that reviews these images, the feedback from them was that the risk of injury had heightened since the Melbourne Cup.
So just to clarify, something has arisen in the time between the pre-Melbourne Cup scan and the Melbourne Cup itself and the scan before the Zipping Classic. So something has just arisen on the scan in that time frame.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And I know you obviously it's a client confidentiality issue with Without a Fight, but is in general terms, is it something that the you would imagine that a little bit of rest and recovery might take care of?
Yeah, remember we've had cases, previous examples that are similar to this, and I've spoken to the stable and they're going to work with their own vet at making a plan for the horse, but we've seen similar instances like this where we'd expect the horses to come back into racing after a period of rest and or other treatment.
All right. I have spoken to Sam Freeman. He's very happy with the process, no issue whatsoever, and thinks the right decision has been made. So certainly, and I have a feeling, having spoken to Sam Freeman earlier in the week, that they weren't 100% fussed about whether this particular race occurred or not for Without a Fight. I think they had in the back of their mind that they were thinking about next campaign already anyway, so whether it was a bit of a touch and go, I'm not 100% sure. So no other scan issues pertaining to this meeting, Grace, in the last 24 hours or so?
So the only horses that are required to undergo the pre-race scans are the international runners over the carnival,
yep,
and then the all of the runners in the Melbourne Cup.
All right, no worries. Just with the evolution of the scanning process, of course, the scintigraphy was something that Racing Victoria decided to drop this year. There was a lot of backlash to the onerousness of the scintigraphy, so that was put to the side. But I know it's always just like everything else. It's there's a degree of annual ongoing review. Is that the process again with the veterinary requirements for the Melbourne Cup and the internationals ongoing now? Is it that it's still potentially subject to review?
I think it's good practice to review everything you do and look where you can make adjustments and where you can enhance processes and procedures. And so that's commonplace for us in everything we do and also certainly after every carnival. And so as we usually would, we're at the start of the process, we'll interview key stakeholders, people that have had touch points with the process both here and overseas, and look at what adjustments we could make to enhance the process, understanding that it has, over the last 2 years at least, yielded some good results so far.
That's the other thing, isn't it? There's been a clean slate for a couple of years, so whether that gives the protocols a little tiny bit of breathing space and wriggle room, who knows? If there was anything at all, is there that may be subject specifically to review? Is there anything specific, or is it probably more of a general thing that might yield some sort of change maybe in 3 or 4 months' time?
So we're just really at the start of the process, and so it is a matter of getting, you know, feedback from people who have, been part of the process, be they international, local trainers, private vets here and overseas, owners of some of these horses. But we will be keeping in mind that we've had some good results with it so far, and so we'd be looking at, you know, how can we enhance the process, make it more efficient, more easy for people to engage with.
Were you and RV a little bit surprised that, given the scintigraphy was not required this year, that the international take-up was still quite low? Was that a little bit of a surprise?
Oh, I think we had some good interest, and I think it's, you know, we've said all along that bringing in these changes and the pre-travel requirements were definitely met with some hesitation, but that's no secret. And I think it's a matter of people having time to understand the process, experience the process, to become familiar with it, because it is different to the way it used to be, and there are a number of requirements, but those changes were necessary to, you know, protect the welfare and the safety of the horses coming over here, and to protect the reputation of our race and the industry in general.
Okay, absolutely. What's on for the weekend? I know obviously the zipping. Are you heading down to Warrnambool by any chance on Sunday?
No, I am not heading down to Warrnambool, but I'll be at Caulfield on Saturday.
All right. Well, I'll hopefully see you at Caulfield, and then I'll head down to the Jericho. Good on you, Grace. Thanks for your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Matt.